June 16. Redeemed with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. 1 Peter 1:18-19. John the Baptist's vision of the Lord Jesus Christ became clearer step by step. On the first day, John saw him while baptizing him, but he remained silent. The next day he saw him coming toward him and declared, "Behold the Lamb of God." And the third day he saw the Lord as he passed by and shouted, "Behold, the Lamb of God." In the same manner, spiritually, you also will not see everything in one day. You will require many divine touches to see him as he is. You will notice the advance in his experience. He wanted others also to see him. Having heard John call Jesus the Lamb of God, the disciples desired to see Jesus. They pondered in their hearts, "The Lamb of God. Now let us follow him." And they left John and followed Jesus. The Lord turned and saw them and said, "What seek ye?" The Lord knew that they wanted to see him more clearly. When you follow him, he himself turns around and looks at you. He will ask you, "Child, what do you want?" You may perhaps ask him for many things such as a job or physical healing. But the disciples had no such requests. They said, "Master, where dwellest thou?" Now those who have seen the Lord Jesus Christ have a strong longing. Where is my Lord? Where does he live? Do you have the desire to find out where he lives? But many Christians are seeking the living Christ in the graveyard. Why seek ye the living among the dead? They want to see him in buildings made by men. You find him only when you earnestly seek him. Do you know where your master lives? First, he wants to live in your heart. He is not looking for buildings made by man. How many people are begging for money to construct a building in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to build a so-called house of God? "Please give us some money," they say. "We want to build a house for God." Such people do not know the meaning of the house of God. God lives in only two places. He lives in the high and holy place, also in the humble, broken and contrite heart. Isaiah 57:15. The Lord Jesus died to forgive your sins and to come and live in your heart. He wants your heart to become his dwelling place. He loved you and died for you. His hands and his feet were wounded for you. If you receive him in your heart, he will transform you, take away all your fears, and make you radiant.